Hi, my name is Tony Ajay. So I was having a conversation with someone one time and they really wanted me to talk about a particular past experience I had. They wanted the details, the names, the whole story. And every time I found a way to change the subject. Then one day they just asked me straight up, why are you protecting this person? Now I didn't answer in the moment. But later, I thought about it and I realized it wasn't so much that I was protecting them, it's that I had forgiven them. And because I had forgiven, talking badly about them just felt heavy in my spirit. Now, have you ever been there where you could talk about what someone did to you, but deep down, you know that rehashing it only weighs you down? See, when you truly forgive someone, you don't want to see them shamed or embarrassed. Proverbs in chapter 17 verse 9 says, whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends. True forgiveness covers the wrong with grace. Now let's be clear. If someone is abusive or a danger to others or a real menace to society, then you can't stay silent. Ephesians in chapter 5 verse 11 tells us to have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. So I believe that is about protecting others and making sure that justice can be established. But in other situations, so much of what we call sharing is really just gossip. And gossip is not Christ-like. Sometimes you just have to let God handle the matter. Romans in chapter 12 verse 19 says, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. So can I ask you, how many times have you felt the urge to set the record straight or make sure people know the truth, but the Holy Spirit nudged you to just be quiet and trust God? And even if you're not at that place of deep forgiveness yet, you can still practice it in small ways. You can choose not to slander someone who hurt you. You can decide not to rehearse the pain over and over. That doesn't mean that you're letting them back into your life, because boundaries are still healthy, but it does mean that you're releasing the weight so you can move forward in joy and peace. Joyce Meyer once said that one reason many people never heal is because they keep talking about their wounds years and years and years after the fact. There's a place for talking in order to heal, but there's also a thin line between healthy processing and destructive slander. Now think about the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. When he came back home, the father didn't shame him. He didn't make a public announcement about his failures. Instead, he covered him with a robe and restored him. Or look at the story of Joseph in Genesis chapter 45. His brothers betrayed him, sold him into slavery, left him for dead. And yet, when the time came for him to reveal himself, verse 1 says, then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, have everyone leave my presence. So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. Isn't that powerful? Joseph didn't just forgive his brothers in his heart. He made sure no one else would hear the details of their betrayal. He protected his brothers from humiliation. I think that's what forgiveness looks like. You don't just let go of the offense, you help the other person save face. So let me leave you with this. Forgiveness is not weakness, it is strength. It takes a lot of strength to say, I'm not going to drag this person's name through the mud. I'm going to let God handle it, and I'm going to protect my peace. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of forgiveness, but we ask for your grace to continually release the hurts and the offenses we've been carrying. Help us to forgive just as you've forgiven us. Help us to cover in love, to set healthy boundaries, and to walk in peace. And for anyone listening right now who is struggling with bitterness or pain, Lord, I ask that you touch them. Your heart right now. Would you replace the hurt with your joy and the heaviness with your gladness? In Jesus' name, amen. I hope this blesses someone today. Have a wonderful week ahead and God bless you. Bye.